Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Actually, I have a cold, but I'm okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you give yourself some shots?
Yes, otherwise I'd be coughing right now.
Yes. Well, as always, I'd like to tell our listeners that our message and our mission on this show is to prove and to let our listeners know that chronic disorders, pain and non-pain disorders, emotional, mental, physical, can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by cured, we mean that you will one of these days not need our treatment either. But of course, we always like to tell our patients that our body is kind of like a car, and every few thousand miles, the car needs to get tuned up. And so the same thing applies to your human body. So our treatment is kind of meant to be a tune-up, a maintenance, kind of like an oil change for your body.
So what we do actually is to restore your health. But before our first treatment, we teach you what you need to learn to maintain it. And in fact, most chronic disorder, mental or physical, are really easy to reverse. And if you're skeptical of that, go to our website, drtong.com. We have tons of cases. Send me an email. I'll send you many typical cases, pain disorder, metabolic disorder, surgical disorder, mm-hmm. mental disorder. And almost all our guests on the radio show get improvement the very first time.
Right. Some type of improvement, whether it's energy or just feeling a sense of well-being, feeling lighter. And the reason is because when we treat our patients, we treat everything. You have to treat everything because everything is connected. And usually the physical ailments that you're experiencing stems from an emotional stress or trauma that you may have been experiencing that you may not even realize that you have. And when we release those blockages, emotional and energetic blockages, then your spirit, your mind is connected with your body again. You are more yourself and you feel more yourself and your symptoms are eradicated.
And actually, we never treat one thing. We never treat low back pain. We never treat migraine, cancer, anything. We restored health. So every blockage that cause symptoms need to be done because a healthy person doesn't have any symptom. So every single symptom you have had to be
addressed.
Addressed, yes.
Right. And If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Millie. Welcome, Millie.
Hi, Millie.
Hi, Dr. Tong and Elaine.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Actually, Millie is actually not a patient of ours, but she came with her friend who was our patient. And why don't you give us a little background of what happened with your friend Robert on his first treatment and how you came to hear about us.
And Robert is too shy to go on their phone yet.
Yeah, he gives me all the dirty work to do.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, give us a little background then.
Okay, well, I had been listening to your program myself on Saturdays, and I was quite impressed with what you had to say in some of the testimonies that I heard.
Thank you.
And I thought, you know, my friend of 28-some years, Robert, had been going through so much pain and for so long that the doctors didn't seem to help him in any way. So I made a suggestion to him, hoping that he would accept it, to maybe go outside of his health insurance, the HMO, and to seek out some other help. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, he agreed.
Wonderful.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah, because he is a little stubborn at times and set in his ways and a little skeptic, you know. And so I encouraged him, and I didn't have too much talking to do. But when I talked to Dr. Tong here about a month or so ago on the phone, I had the speakerphone on, but Robert did not have his hearing aids in. Mm-hmm. So I had to repeat most of the conversation to him after we hung up. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, he says, that does sound pretty good. So I talked him into making an appointment, and our first appointment was last week. And I talked to him early this morning, and he was up and bright like the rooster is. And he is feeling so much better. He has no pain.
Only one treatment, right, so far?
One treatment, yes. He had arthritis all through his body.
Everywhere, right?
Everywhere. Yeah. I mean, his back was just polluted with arthritis.
Uh-huh.
And he was just suffering so terribly for the last 6-8 months or so. He is a very patient man. He doesn't complain much, but being that I'm there with him, he tells me a lot that he doesn't tell his own daughter. And I figure I'm going to do the best I can to try to get him some help.
Mm-hmm.
He has no pain right now as of this morning, but he is a little sore.
Mm-hmm.
And
that that is expected. You know, he used a cane. He could hardly walk.
Yes.
Yeah.
He hasn't used it since he left your office.
Yeah, I told him.
Wow.
You remember, I told him before the treatment.
Uh-huh.
I say there's a very, very good chance, over 90% chance, that he would be able to walk with less pain or no pain and more strong without the cane.
That's true.
Right afterwards, he gave you the cane.
Yeah, he gave it to me. I said,
you don't
need
that.
It. Yeah. It's all hot for you.
Now, Millie, now Robert also has other things that he's dealing with. Diabetes,
yes.
Right?
Yes, very.
And high blood pressure.
The blood pressure is kind of normal in a way, but his blood sugar has been awfully high.
Okay.
So how is it now? Is it coming down yet or not?
Yes, doctor. It was yesterday we had two readings on it, and it was low in the morning, but in the evening it was still a little bit elevated. But
How is it compared to before?
It looks much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's improving. I can see that it's going down.
You got any numbers? I think it was 200-300 before.
Yes.
The sugars were 200-300, yes.
How about now?
Well, now, yesterday morning, it was 134.
Wow.
That's very good.
That's not the only one treatment.
Excellent.
And,
yeah.
But it was up elevated a little bit last evening. It was 197, I believe.
Yeah, but that's still better
than
200.
It's better than the 200.
200-300, yeah.
So. And that's after one treatment.
Now, yes,
and
then, one treatment.
And so he's also taking the herbs, and did you also cut his diabetic medication?
Yeah, I didn't cut the diabetic medication, but I did take this the cholesterol medication, Losartan.
Yes.
Off of them,
okay. Okay.
And I took the baby aspirin away, and I took his Centrum away.
Yes.
Good.
You listen. That's very good.
I said I'm going to keep on until this shoebox is empty.
Right.
Very good.
Very good.
Nearly.
And this is kind of something that we'd like our listeners to know. Now he was taking the same amount of diabetic medication before and now, but now the sugars are more controlled.
Yes, it seemed to be in a short time, but we're still waiting to give it a chance and see what's going to happen
before we
see you next time.
Right, and what you'll notice is as he takes the herbs, as he gets the treatments, he can drop the medications and the sugars will drop too.
Exactly.
So
because the herbs and the treatment both enhance the function, give the pancreas. The qi, the living energy that you need to produce insulin.
Right.
So we restore the function of organ, the pancreas, the kidney, the spleen, the lung. So rather than covering the symptom, we restore your independent function.
Right.
That's right. You get to the source of the pain.
Exactly.
Right.
Because the thing is, if you keep relying on the medication forever,
you never stop.
That's true.
Right. You'll never stop. And then your pancreas will actually atrophy, will not know how to work anymore.
That's right. You use insulin, you weaken your pancreas.
Yeah, that's what I want to try, to get him off the insulin if we could do it without a doctor. But I didn't want to mess with that right now.
You can slowly drop it.
Slowly. But right now, as the sugars are dropping, that's fine. And as it keeps dropping, then you can slowly decrease everything.
The sugar at 160, 180 is not dangerous.
Uh-huh.
But 60 or 70, when you're low, okay?
Oh, yes.
So you have to watch out.
Right. Yes, I'm aware of those figures,
Yeah, that's the thing that I think a lot of people don't understand is they're so worried about the high numbers. Actually, the lower numbers are much
more dangerous.
Exactly.
You're correct.
Blood sugar and blood pressure.
Yes.
And without treatment. And the herbs, sometimes they use the same insulin or you can drop it kind of low.
Uh-huh.
We have a patient, Ruth, she used to take 120 units insulin.
Yeah.
And then Bob is only taking 40, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there were three times as much. And Ruth today, sometimes she doesn't even need to take any.
Yeah, she's on much less.
Because she didn't eat right.
Right.
If she eat right, she doesn't need it.
Yes, we're looking forward to that happening here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So anything else that you've noticed? What about his energy? How's his energy?
When he has no pain, he has more energy.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And yeah, I can get him to get up and do more
and
get a little more independence back again. And I even told him, I even asked him this morning, I says, it's 2 days from church. Do you think you're going to make it this time? He said, yeah, absolutely. He says, the way I feel right now, I'm going to go.
Yes.
It's been over a year, and he really misses not getting into church on Sundays.
I really know the feeling because I had chronic pain on and off for so many years, and I haven't had pain now for a long time.
Oh,
it's just feels so good to feel good.
To feel good. You're right. I know that. I had my pain, too. My back and my left hip, and it went on for years, and all of a sudden, about 8 months, a year ago, I was walking, and I discovered something was different, and I felt no pain in my back and hip, and I thought, what am I doing different? So I would walk even though I had the pain because I was a believer that, if I work it out, by walking...
Your body had healing power.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly why,
That's absolutely right. If you have enough chi, you can actually heal yourself, even without our treatment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in fact, everything can be cured. Cancer, there are thousands of cases of spontaneous remission. That means the body cures it. So the cure of cancer is known. They just ignore it because chemotherapy is so profitable.
Yeah.
The only way to cure cancer is to enhance the body's power to heal.
That's right.
Yeah, there's so many people that just heal cancer with no drugs, with no even alternative treatment. They read and read, and then they get on the right kind of diet and the emotional state, they cure cancer.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, Millie, we would also like to see you in our office one of these days, too.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know what you could do for me right now, but
she's
I might come up with something.
She's actually in pretty good shape. She's 86 years young, and she looks she looks 20 years younger than that.
20 or 30 younger years. Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't look 80 at all.
Not
she
at
looked
all.
Like even not even 60.
Oh, yeah. Well,
not
well,
kidding. Really.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
You really look amazing.
And you sound, don't yes. sound like 80.
Well, Millie, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story and your friend Robert's story with us today. We'd like to catch up with you later.
Okay.
And we'll see you next week then.
Okay, one last little remark. He did not use the CPAP for two nights.
Oh, right.
He's sleeping very good.
See?
He got up four times last night to go to the bathroom. He is urinating more often during the night.
Okay, so we have to work
on that
too.
How's the ankle? The ankle was swollen, right?
It's looking a little better.
Yeah, see,
yes,
the kidney deal with the edema, and the kidney help the lung to breathe. So I treated the apnea.
Yes.
I treated his
apnea.
The
lungs
so,
and the kidney.
So one treatment. He
That's
didn't need
great.
To use thank you for
yes,
bringing
for
that
bringing
detail.
That up.
Yes,
oh,
and
wonderful.
And Dr. Tong, he says when he was in your office, when he was trying to get dressed to leave, he says, Millie, I have to go to the bathroom. He started a little bit in your office there.
Oh, I see.
And
well,
he made it to the bathroom, but then afterwards he came out and whispered in my ear. He says, you know, I had such a wide stream this time.
Wow.
And he says, I must have gone a bucket full.
Oh,
he says,
wow.
I never did that much before.
That's wonderful. That means the chi is getting
you're
into the
much
bladder.
Much better. Otherwise,
yeah.
treatment.
Wonderful. Well, that's great.
It's okay that he wears our office, but don't send us a bill.
Yes, send him the bill.
Okay, Millie. Well, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
And thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Tong. If you're just joining us, we had Millie with us on the line who brought her friend Robert, who suffered from many, many years of arthritis, of generalized body pain everywhere, also with diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea. He has only had one treatment just a few days ago. He has had no pain on no medication. He has not had to use his CPAP machine for the last two nights. His energy is better. And even after the treatment, his urine flow stream was better too.
And he did not use his cane.
Right.
After the first treatment.
Right.
Yeah.
He did not need to use his cane to walk. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Let's get to our next guest.
Great.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest with us, Michael. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice to be here.
Thank you for taking the time to share your story with us. Why don't you give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see us and what you were suffering from?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in the mortgage business for about 29 years, and I heard you guys on the radio show when I was, like, driving on the freeway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it caught my interest because of the testimonies that were being made and just kind of the spiritual kind of connection that I felt just from the, driving on the freeway. So that enabled me to make the phone call. I made the phone call and came in and see what you guys were all about. I researched you a little bit on the Internet, and I'm glad I did.
Great.
So what were your problems? Share with us.
No problem. I've got a lower back problem. I've had shoulder problems. I've had neck problems. I've been in sports pretty much all my life, and I was just suffering from multiple scenarios, I have done a lot of different strategies and different things to try to help my body, including chiropractor work, acupuncture, massage therapy,
Did they help?
You name it.
Did they
you
help?
Name it, I've tried it, and let me tell you what, and in the end, I got back to square one. So, the bottom line is that it didn't give me the solution that I was looking for.
Okay.
So that's how I came about to getting to you guys.
Now, tell us, like, what were your disabilities? I mean, I know you golfing, and what couldn't you do, and how bad was the pain?
Yes.
Well, I have a L4, L5, S1, S2 scenario with my lower back. I've got a hip, kind of a hip scenario that kind of, I think, was brought about because of this. Mm-hmm. I got bone spurs in my left hip.
Mm-hmm.
I have bursitis in my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I had neck spasms probably for almost two straight years. You know, they would come and go.
How often?
They would be there pretty much, every other day, every day, somewhat where I'd be feeling that. I don't know if it was a combination of everything that I was doing, the stress of my life, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. So what was your disability? What can you do? What couldn't you do?
I couldn't play golf. I couldn't work out.
That's terrible.
Right. And, there would be days that it would be tough to get through a day, in front of a computer screen.
Wow.
Different things like that take away from your life. And I think most people understand that, they want to be able just to achieve what they want to achieve in their life without having all these disabilities.
And we take it for granted.
Yeah, we take it for granted.
Yeah, we do.
When you don't pay,
No, I just want to share that, it's a total package.
Mm-hmm.
You have to first believe. And then you have to go to, as Dr. Tong said, you got to have chi. Okay, and the only way that you can have chi is that you got to have the energy flowing in your body. You got to have the circulation.
Michael, I have to disagree with you, okay? Most of the people really don't believe. But you have to.
That's his point, is that you have.
Yeah, you have to be able to believe. And
After the first treatment, they believe.
So,
what happened to your first treatment?
Yeah, so tell us what happened after the first treatment.
Well, the first treatment was kind of an eye-opening experience. First of all, I didn't really know what was going to be going on. And,
see, you didn't believe, right?
I'm an open mind.
Yes.
That's what got me there.
And my explanation is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing that you forgot to mention was your anxiety, Michael.
People in the type of industry that I am, which is the mortgage business, we tend to have some high anxiety, some high stress levels, and then other things occurred in your life, in my life, from my personal life, where things happened, and the level just kind of rose as far as anxiety, and having these treatments really helps.
So do you get any relief from the first treatment?
First treatment. Mm-hmm. First treatment, although I felt like I had just worked out in the gym for a couple hours, after it wore off, it was beautiful. I mean, the second day was a very noticeable difference, that 10 to 50% difference. You could feel the energy flowing in the body.
Less pain?
And,
how about the pain?
No, the pain level, I will just tell you this, Dr. Tong, I think my pain level is going to stay down below in the 1-2-3 zone as opposed to being in the 6-7, eight zone all the time. And I'm okay with that.
The neck and shoulder pain, though, you said you don't have any the last time I saw you.
Totally gone.
Not 1-2-3. It's 0-0-0. Yes. Give us credit, okay?
And how long have you had that neck and shoulder pain?
I've had a consistent pain in the neck and shoulder for probably three straight years.
Uh-huh.
And I think you noticed that, Dr. Landa, that you, when you were going in there, you didn't feel as much junk,
right?
As they would say.
Tightness is much less, and then you're taking less medication now too, correct?
Absolutely right. Taking those 800 milligram Motrins get old, and it has a tremendous negative effect on your body.
Yes, on your kidneys and your stomach.
Yeah,
yes.
So how many treatment have you given Michael?
Michael has had 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think it's like
six. Yeah.
Five or six.
Including mine?
So six, including
yours.
That's not bad, And
that's like about a month.
Don't be settled with 1-2-3. You know, 0-0-0.
Yeah, we'll get you there.
Aim for all your pain.
And are you able to play golf now? Tell us about how your disabilities with the golf before.
Yeah, well, continual pain, during the round, and then two or three days afterwards. And I've played three times since, in this six treatment period of time, and I've experienced as least amount of pain that I've experienced in playing golf for some time, and I'm not taking medication on the golf course because of because of pain, which is, you know, tremendous.
Yeah, and I mean, golf is something that you love to do, and to be in pain for 2 to 3 days after, that's not fun.
No, it's ridiculous. Exactly.
How about your anxiety?
You know what? It's everything has gotten better.
See?
And,
wonderful. You know, anxiety,
and, you don't know if it's the cart or the horse that's out in front, you know, if you understand what I'm saying, what's causing what. But the bottom line, everything has gotten better and since the treatments, and that's why I'll drive and deal with the traffic and getting over there to take the treatments.
Because we treat everything.
Right.
The anxiety
is actually connected with the back pain too. That's the kidney that we need to strengthen.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you're taking the herbs as well?
I am, and taking them twice a day, every day. It's it's the whole package, as you know. Doctor, I do a lot of stretching. I have to. I just do a lot of different things, and you know, I think the whole idea here for me getting on and speaking to you is that you got to let the people know that there's hope.
Yes.
You know,
there's
another way. Sometimes American way of doing medical work on people is not always the best. That they should look at other options.
Is the worst.
Oh, one more thing. Your sinuses, how are those doing?
Today they're doing great. You know, you poked me pretty darn good last night. So, my Lord. And, you know, today they're doing really, really well.
Wonderful.
Next time you better use nails.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is wonderful, and we'd like to have you on again soon when you have 000 pain.
Yeah, 000.
Yeah, well, when they're all zeros, you got me back.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You bet. You guys have a blessed day, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us, you just missed Michael, who's had about 6 treatments after 2 to 3 years of severe pain, but he's actually had many, many years of pain because he played softball for many years. And now virtually no pain in his neck and shoulder, can play golf without pain, and his hip and back pain are almost virtually gone as well. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.